And St. Lucia's agriculture minister defends farmers' rights to strike, but denounces recent violence. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica is planning to sign a drug interdiction accord with the United States, similar to those signed by other Caribbean nations. But according to Prime Minister PJ Patterson, the accord will differ from those signed by 9 other Caribbean states earlier this year, in that the US officials will not be allowed to operate within Jamaica's territorial airspace or waters. He said the accord would not include a 12-mile radius of Jamaica's airspace and shoreline, but would instead cover Jamaica's 188-square-mile exclusive economic zone. I asked James Foster, director of the United States Information Service at the American Embassy in Kingston, if such a limit would be too restrictive.
I'm not sure what exactly the radar can pick up, but you can't tell